The first signs of a diplomatic off-ramp for the war in Iran began to emerge this week, but the military back and forth going full steam ahead. And on Friday, 2,200 U.S. Marines arriving in the Middle East, with more troops set to follow them. As the United States and Israel continue their missile barrage on Iran, where authorities say more than 3,000 people have been killed in the war. President Trump on Friday giving an outline of what the U.S. still intends to hit, but providing no clarity on what comes after that.
We have another 3,554 targets left, and that'll be done pretty quickly. And then, at some point, we're going to have to determine what we do.
Iran responding to the latest onslaught with retaliatory strikes across the region. This video posted on social media showing the moment an Iranian missile struck in Tel Aviv, leaving at least one person dead. And this satellite image showing the destruction at a U.S. base in Saudi Arabia from an Iranian drone attack that sources tell ABC News left at least 15 American service members injured. Five of those troops were seriously wounded, bringing the total American troops injured in the conflict to more than 300, with 13 left dead. And John, despite those diplomatic efforts emerging this week between the United States and Iran, Israel has actually ramped up their attacks. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said on Friday the IDF would, quote, escalate and expand strikes in Iran. And just hours later, Iran reported overnight strikes by Israel on its nuclear facilities and steel factories.